hope and expectation are things that seem like they have to be the same thing. We hope something will happen. We expect something will happen. We have expectations for how it will happen. We make it ever more concrete as we get ever more hopeful. Here's the thing. Without hope, we're never going to be able to accomplish anything. It's hope that gets us out of bed in the morning. It's hope that helps us solve a difficult problem. It's hope that drives every creator who creates anything. I hope this will change someone. I hope this will make a difference. We are optimists about the possibility that something might happen. But expectation is the killer of joy, because when we expect, it will never match what we expect. And as our expectations rise, we make it more and more likely we will be disappointed. So what we must do as creators is hope in abundance, hope over hope to keep ourselves going. But we have to renunciate expectation. We have to destroy expectation. We have to be willing to say, this might not work. And that can't happen at the same time that we expect it will. So what I'm hoping you'll do, having thought about this and worked at this and experienced this, is to learn to say, here, I made this. Here, I made this. I hope it changes you. Here, I made this. I hope it was worth making. Here, I made this. I'd like to be able to make something else again. And when we say, here, I made this, we must give the person we made it for the freedom to say, it's not for me. We must forgive them and say, you're right, it's not for you. That's okay. And in fact, the entire market may say, it's not for me. So then we make something else. But here, I made this. This might not work. This might work. I hope it will change you. These are the mantra of someone who wants to make change in the world. And it's not something we do once. It's not something we do when we have to. It's something we get to do. It's a privilege. It's something we do over and over again. It's something we are never done with.